You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me tell you what's going on in Golden this morning. I love me some Golden. I'm a fan of Golden. I had my wedding reception down there at Table Mountain Inn, so I'm a big fan of Golden. But I don't know how to feel about this. It's their crappy drinks on kids' menus ban goes into effect today. What it is they're forbidding restaurants from offering sugary drinks as the default beverage on kids' meals. The Golden City Council unanimously approved the agreement a few months ago, and now the Jeffco County Public Health folks have to enforce this. They basically are saying when you pull up to your meal, they're at the table and they hand you the kids' menu, they don't want soda or sugary juice drinks listed on there at all. And they want to add, where is it at? Water, flavored water, sparkling water with added sweeteners, or dairy milk of 130 calories or less. So instead of the sugar, we're going to be pumping aspartame into the kids instead. With the, they say they want to help parents with healthier choices for their kids. And maybe not have kids put up a fight when they see soda listed as an option on the menu. So they're essentially saying they're trying to save the parents a little bit of a headache when you sit down to a nice meal and you have to fight with your kids. But your kids know that they've got soda there still. There's still going to be a fight. So essentially they're saying they're taking this off the menu so the kids are kind of naive. And they're like, oh, I guess they're out of soda. I guess you can play the they're out of soda card. instead of having a kid kicking and screaming there at the table. Or you could just be a parent and say, no, that's my personal opinion on that. No, you can't have soda. You're having water tonight.
Well, now you're just being ridiculous.
I know. I'm being crazy, right?
You think you can parent better than the government? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I laugh at this, too, because, you know, I still have kids that order off the kids' menu. And every time we go into a restaurant and look at the kids' menu, both my wife and I are like, don't they have any healthy options? Because that's great that they're removing all the sugary drinks. But then you scroll down and you can still order the chicken nuggets, the chicken tenders, the grilled cheese, the hot dog, the hamburger, the mac and cheese. Nary a salad is ever listed on the kids' menu. So this is all fine and dandy, but why don't you give me some, you know, give me a wrap option on the kids' menu? Versus mac and cheese.
I hear what you're saying. Can I come at it from a different viewpoint?
Please.
Because I have everything you're saying is valid, and I concur. However, there's something else that I've noticed, and I'm wondering if you or other people have noticed the same thing. I have, in the last couple of years, sat down and looked at a restaurant, like the place that I've never been before, looked at their menu, and the food choices are pretty good. And then I'll look down, and the kids' menu choices are way better. And they don't offer that for the adults. Like, I was at a place not long ago, they don't offer the grilled cheese for adults. It's for kids. They don't offer the mac and cheese. It's for kids. It's not on the adult menu.
Yeah.
And at one place did say, no, I'm sorry, we have limited. We reserve that. You've got to have a small child with you to order that. What? And they wouldn't even let me order it off the kids' menu.
That's weird.
So I'm sometimes thinking that kids have it way better than we do. Even though the food is bad for you,
I get it. Well, of course. I mean, they're crap options. Obviously, you're going to be like, ooh, grilled cheese.
But at the same time, I mean, sometimes the kid menu's a little bit superior choice.
Well, of course. I mean, it's good, but if everybody's worried about our fat little kids running around, then give me a salad option. I mean, if everyone's so worried about the sugar and fat intake for our kids, these restaurants are not helping at all.
Yeah,
not at all,
I agree,
man.
I know. What do you do?
As an adult, we can make our own choices, and, you know, we can order the salad or the grilled cheese, but these kids, the menu's placed in front of them, and that's all their options are. You know, because you're not going to order off the adult menu and get them an adult salad for $20. No, you're going to go for the $3 grilled cheese. You know, parenting is hard.
The other option is you just can't take your kids out anymore.
Just stay home.
You leave them home with a sitter. Okay, make a salad and leave it with the sitter.
I like where this is going. I like
and
where
get
this
all
is going.
The crappy foods.
I'm still surprised they wouldn't let you order off the kids menu. Like a sale is a sale. You know,
there's only one place that's ever done that, but they made a big deal out of it. They said, "Hey, it's limited. You know, we have to save those for when people bring in their kids."
You're like, "What if I order two?"
You know, overall,
the portions are small.
What if I bought you out of your entire stock of mac and cheese?
Bring me two grilled cheese sandwiches.
You know, maybe a bigger segment for our show sometime is about how taking your children out to dinner is the most overrated thing anyway. It's one of the most, and I say this as a parent, and I raised a young man and took him out. And I sometimes think it's the worst thing as a parent you can ever do is take your children out to a restaurant. Because they're the pickiest eaters. They're like squirming little octopuses sitting there. It's just
there's wrappers being messed with, straws being thrown, sugar packets.
It's no fun.
And
taking kids out to a restaurant.
Inevitably, we'll sit down at, like, we love going out for Mexican food, so we'll sit down at the Mexican food place, and then they eat 9 bowls of chips. Then they bring the meal and they stare at it because they're full. We could have just come in for the chips.
I can't really talk. I've done that myself.